Welcome back to that 590 show. The temperatures may be going up, but the prices are going down at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Dads and grads may rule the month of June, but Ryan Kemner and his great sales staff have deals for all. It doesn't matter if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, your next one can be found at Bellman Automotive. To supplement their wide inventory, they have financing for everyone and a top-notch service department to help keep your new ride maintained. In the market for a new truck, here's a great offer from Bellman. Save up to $12,000 off MSRP on a new Ram. That's right, $12,000 off, but that's not all. At Bellman, you also get a Grizzly cooler or your choice of a Remington shotgun, Ruger pistol, or a Savage Axis camo rifle from M&M Guns at no extra charge. So drive home in a new Ram truck and your choice of a rugged Grizzly cooler or a gun at no extra charge. Bellman Automotive really can do it all. Give them a call at 636-462-3600 or swing on by at 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri, BellmanCDJR.com. The Bellman Automotive phone lines are available at 855-282-8255, as is the text line at 855-282-8255. Sad news coming out of Illinois this morning, as former UFC champion Matt Hughes was involved in an accident where his truck was struck by a moving train. It was on the passenger side. It sounds like he was probably trying to cross the railroad tracks in front of the train, didn't make it in time. The train hit the truck. He suffered multiple injuries and was airlifted to a hospital. So, as the great Martin Kilcoyne would say, T's and P's for Matt Hughes and his family as he's undergoing that. He was a great fighter to watch in the UFC. Took down Royce Gracie and is one of the few people actually to beat GSP too. More of the ground and pound kind of submission artist, which a lot of people don't like because they're not as exciting as knockouts, but still, a great UFC champion, considered one of the all-time best. So hopefully he'll be able to pull through. Another story too coming out of the NFL is what's going on with Michael Floyd. Apparently he violated the terms of his house arrest by drinking alcohol. He was drinking kombucha tea. Am I pronouncing that right, Rocky? This sounds like something you would know. Kombucha, is that right? Okay, he was drinking kombucha tea, and according to WebMD.com, the fermentation process can yield trace amounts of alcohol. He's saying that he had no idea that it had alcohol in it, and he tested positive for it, so he is in danger of heading to prison. And it seems strange that it'd be something different if he was just a moron about it and was just pounding bottles of Budweiser. But, I mean, I never even heard of kombucha tea. What is it? You seem to know what it is.
I don't know exactly what it is. I've just heard of it. I've just heard of it before. It's not, let me see if I can find out exactly what it's made from. Kombucha is fermented, slightly effervescent, sweetened black or green tea drinks. It's just another kind of tea. I assume they make it the same way they make every kind of tea.
The records show that Floyd was tested three times between 5:30 a.m. and 6:33 a.m. on Sunday. In a statement that was released, Michael was 5 days away from the end of his home monitoring. Prior to and after this incident, Michael has not had any alcohol whatsoever since the start of his home monitoring. Unfortunately, the kombucha tea that Michael drank did result in a positive blood alcohol content reading. As a result, the court wishes to hear from Michael on June 26th. At that time, Michael will have an opportunity to explain how this unfortunate test result happened. What's up, Giamatti?
It says that he would have needed to drink two cases of kombucha for such a high BAC.
Really? So there is, but also to hear the drink, have that many cases just to have the trace.
At the same time, if you just Google it, it says that it's a ferment tea. I'm sorry, man. Do you not know what the word fermented means?
There's,
like,
ignorance is no excuse for the law. But he very well could not have known.
No, and I mean, drinking fermented tea, you probably could have put two and two together that there might be something here. Yeah. That was probably stupid of him.
Well, I mean, I heard Whitener and
he'll get out of it. He won't go to jail for it.
I don't think he will either. If he does, I'll be surprised. Especially considering that he was on house arrest. He was in his own house. He was in no real danger of getting behind the wheel of a car or doing anything like that. And it sounds like it was just trace amounts of alcohol. So it's not like he had this really high BAC So even if he did get behind the wheel of a vehicle, it didn't sound like he was under any kind of real impairment. But what's the real crime here, that he was in his home and he enjoyed alcohol? He's over the age of 21.
Well, when the court orders you to do something, you can't do it.
Seems kind of...
It's that simple. When the court orders you... I mean, house arrest. I mean,
violation of house arrest, I guess it's just that black and white.
If you have something on your ankle and you leave your house, I don't care if you're not in jail, you're not a free person at that point. You cannot leave your house and do whatever the hell you want at that moment. You are under a certain court order. Oh, well. Sucks to suck.
And his BAC...
Probably shouldn't be hammered in cars.
His BAC was a .217. I'm stunned he's alive. That is a very high BAC. Very high. It's astonishing. Sunday is Father's Day. I'm not a father. Rocchio, you're not a father. Giamatti, I know there's a lot of women out there that call you daddy, but you're not a father.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, let me have it.
No, don't do it.
Nope, come on.
No,
thank you.
No!
Yes! What do you mean no?
It wasn't a good enough joke to deserve that. I demand Price is Right horning in that. Any joke to that level, let sleeping dogs lie, obviously, now, but hey. Thank you.
Had I made that joke about you, you'd want the applause.
Nope. Bad joke's bad joke.
Well, that was a pretty good joke. Thank you.
Keep trying, buddy.
We have a text coming in from the 314. You can buy a kombucha if you are under 21. It has less than 1% alcohol content. It would not show up on a BAC test unless you drink the in moments before. He's calling BS. Yeah. He drank something else.
Yeah.
Could very well be, too.
That's another thing. The way Giamatti said, you'd have to drink an entire case of it, let alone...
And that's teabag after teabag, correct?
Yeah, come on now. That's I'm not buying it in the first... it seems a little bit far-fetched in the first place. At the same time, though, I mean, I feel like if he had an agent who was smart, they would have been like, let's just avoid these things. Like, I don't know. Don't take any shots of Dimetap before you go see your
no Robitussin
person. I'm just saying.
No NyQuil.
It'd be like pounding like a 30 case of O'Doul's, probably, right?
Something like that, yeah. Because non-alcoholic beer does have alcohol in it,
like
a very small amount.
1%.
Yeah, I mean,
like
you'd have to drink almost like your body weight in it to feel any kind of effect.
Yeah, 314 is not standing for this though.
No, 314. I think they may have busted the case wide open. 314 should be a detective. I don't know what they do for a living, but they may have found their true calling. I think they busted Michael Floyd. Did you read what Lonzo Ball wrote at the Players Tribune today about his father?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of it? What was your impression?
It was nice to hear Lonzo's side of the story. I mean, it's not that shocking. I mean, I don't
Yeah, it didn't really tell you anything you didn't already know.
Well, I mean, it told us things we don't. It told us plenty of things we don't know. We've never gotten Lonzo's side of the story, and so while we all could have assumed that he doesn't mind what his dad does, seeing him put pen to paper, especially when you see the very bottom of it pointing out that he put pen to paper on that article right after he made kind of the joking commercial where he made fun of his dad for Foot Locker. And so I definitely think we learned some things, and I think getting the jump into Lonzo's mind was interesting. I think the big thing that people want to talk about is that Lonzo looks stoic and robotic when he's next to his dad, and they're talking about his dad controlling him. And I think he pointed out, and some people are like, well, that's just an excuse. He kind of made a joke that he thinks the way his dad does, it's just not in his personality to talk. And he makes a joke that LiAngelo got all the talking genes.
Yeah,
and
I
so
saw that, too.
Kind of basically saying, like, yo, guys, I am this brash. I am this confident. It's just not my personality for it to be outward like it is my dad, or is he saying in that joke, my little brother. And so I thought it was an interesting piece. Obviously, I mean, that wasn't groundbreaking, but
no.
I thought it was interesting that we did get, really for the first time, Lonzo's opinion on a lot of things.
How upset do you think LeVar Ball is going to be if his kid's not drafted by the Lakers?
I think he'll be bothered by it. I don't think he'll actually be as mad as I think he's a guy having a lot of fun, and I think
he'll be pretty mad.
I think LeVar is simply a fan of the game at a level too, and so I think that he's having a lot of fun with this one. He obviously wants his son to be on the Lakers. It worked out really well that his son could end up on the Lakers.
He'll sell more shoes that way.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll sell so much more shoes.
I don't think they'll sell that many more shoes.
It depends on what place you go to.
If people are buying shoes in the NBA community, it's not just because someone's a Laker. Like
they actually have that in their contracts that if you go to one of these other, if you go to a big name glamour team in a big market, you will get more money. because you have more eyeballs on you.
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge discrepancy though.
Oh, big time. Yeah, you're gonna have more. If you're on the Lakers, you're gonna have more people watching you than if you're on the Magic.
There are certain teams. Okay. Yes. Fine.
Okay. Thank you. That was my point.
Thank you for picking the ultimate disparity example. Of course, the one team that has the least amount of fashion sense or anything in the NBA or the Orlando Magic and the Los Angeles Lakers.
What's an example that you'll find acceptable then?
The Los Angeles Lakers down to the Houston Rockets. Not a big jump in my opinion. You're still talking about huge markets.
You're still talking about huge markets, but the Los Lakers, Angeles market is a bigger market.
That's
though.
True. The Lakers to the 76ers. Huge market, legacy franchise. I don't think it's that.
The Lakers are Los Angeles.
That's true. I'm not saying you're not selling more with the Lakers. I'm saying is I do not think in basketball, with basketball shoes, that difference is going to be as profound. Now, of course, if you are talking, I will admit, I was going to get there before you said, if you are talking L.A. to Orlando, yes, that's a much bigger fall.
Even if he goes to Portland.
Now, see, that's different because you got to forget, but Portland's not a big city. It is a huge NBA city. And so there's some places that because of the fandom that's driven in that individual city, you got to look at it different from its market size. You know what I'm saying?
I just can't imagine the people in Portland.
Like, I don't care how big Sacramento is. I don't care that's in California. I think LeVar is an idiot to be okay with the Sacramento Kings. I think the Sacramento Kings is a huge drop off. I don't care that they're in California.
I just can't see the people in Portland. They don't seem to fall for the Lonzo Ball marketing.
It's not that. It's that if you put somebody in a Trailblazer uniform, you realize how many Brandon Roy jerseys got sold that year and a half where everyone thought he was going to be a superstar before he screwed his knee up.
He was until his knees really went out on him.
My point is saying is that Portland is, I mean, that place is, those people are freaking nuts. In the same way we talk about Minnesota, about hockey, same way we talk about, you know, football in Georgia, that's Portland when it comes to NBA basketball. Those people worship the Trailblazers, especially when they were the Jailblazers. They had a lot of fun with that team. So I think it's, again, there's a difference, but I think you got to pick out a couple teams in the NBA for LeVar to really be losing money. Now, obviously, L.A. is L.A., but, you know, if Lonzo went to the Celtics, I don't think he's losing that much money because you're talking about Boston, L.A., Boston, the Celtics, the Lakers. You're not talking a lot of money here.
Yeah, but when we were talking about the Boston, L.A., they're like the rivalry, the difference between the two cities, what would we say that Boston was? More of a blue-collar kind of rough and tough kind of thing. They're not going to spend that. They're not going to spend $500 for a pair of basketball shoes.
It's okay.
They're just not going to.
That's true. Although a lot of people buying Isaiah Thomas's shoes, a lot of people buying Paul Pierce's shoes. At the same time, though, that's another thing you got to realize that I wasn't really considering. I was thinking just straight basketball shoes. Talking about markets when you're talking about $140 pair of shoes, $180 pair of shoes. When you think about Lonzo, I guess you do have to kind of change the frame of reference because we are talking about a $500 shoe. Now, again, I feel like people are buying Isaiah Thomas's shoe pretty much no matter what. You know, it's a $135 shoe. It's not breaking the bank. But, you know, when you start talking about a $500 shoe, that does kind of change.
That's a little bit different.
I'll admit right now, when I started talking about basketball shoes, I didn't take that part in the equation. Talk about $500 shoe. Ooh, that LA market. Yeah,
they're gonna buy the $500 shoe because that's
okay.
There's your status symbol.
Yeah. Okay.
I have the kind of money I could buy these kind of kicks.
Now see, now that only lasts a little bit. When people found out that the Yeezys were very low quality, anybody but, you know, just like the absolute top 1% who mainly were doing it as a joke would ever buy another pair of Yeezys after that, so my point about that shoe is, if it's a high quality shoe, they'll be able to keep it at 500 and they'll be able to sell, especially to big money people. But if it's a low quality shoe, I don't care what anybody says about rich people liking to spend money. Rich people will spend money on high quality stuff, but it has to be high quality.
Lonzo Ball is not going to fall to number 14, but if the Heat were to trade up and draft Lonzo Ball, Miami wouldn't be a bad market for him because Miami is basically the Los Angeles of the East Coast.
It's the one team in Florida he could probably roll with.
We have a text coming back in from the detective. Kombucha also helps you poop.
Thank you for sussing that one out there, Watson.
Very happy with that one. That's a great nickname, 314. Keep with that, the detective. I like that. That's awesome. Keep with that. It also helps you poop. Hey, it's important to know. Let's take a commercial break, and then we've got the final segment of the night, final segment of the week coming up next. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.